Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in, and sorry about that. Communicating with our traffic people that handle our commercials and just giving them an update on what is in and what needs to go out. So many things I got to do during the break, sometimes even during calls. Like if you hear me clicking or something while people are talking, that's usually because I'm moving stuff around on the computer or setting something up for the next commercial break. It's a multitask kind of job. So, but of course, I can concentrate on multiple things at once. In fact, if I only concentrate on one thing, I get more distracted than if I'm doing multiple things at once. So don't be offended. 508-996-0500. We have a call on the line. Let's go to that. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hello.
Morning.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
You know these trees they put in the city of New Bedford?
The trees?
You know, the new trees they put on the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
They don't take care of that mulch they put down the mulch. They don't take care of it. They don't cut the branches. They don't do nothing. They don't do their job.
So whereabouts are you seeing the issue?
Captain Street, County Street. The trees they put in the city are new ones, the little ones there.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They don't take care of that issue about the black mulch they put in there. They don't fill it. And I almost tripped in one of them, you know?
So it becomes like becomes kind of like a little hole in the ground.
Yeah. They let it go. Then they don't cut the branches because you go out by, you got big branches sticking out. They don't cut underneath to make the length of the, they're too far down, you know?
Have you,
City's terrible. They'll keep on to things.
I was going to say, have you tried reaching out to the city councilors about it?
I better do that.
Yeah, that'd be the way I'd start. Because usually, if you make a call to your city councilor, then DPI comes down and takes care of things pretty quickly.
So how you been, my buddy?
Been doing all right. How about you?
All right. My name is Glenn. I'm from New Bedford. Well, I listen to you all the time.
Thank you so much, Glenn.
I listen to Phil too. Phil, remember Phil?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where did they go? Where did she go? Gracie and all them and Caitlin, Kate, and all them. What happened to them?
Casey? So Casey took on a different role here. So she wasn't coming in early in the morning anymore. And then now she's married and she has a little boy and she still works here. But, you know, she works mostly from home and she'll actually be here with me on Thursday for our Mini Miracle broadcast.
Where's Gracie?
I don't know that I know Gracie.
Yeah, she used to work there too, Grace. Yeah, the ones who used to talk to Phil.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe was she an intern or was she, you know, because I don't think I remember Grace.
She was on a talk show.
Hmm.
She was on a talk show.
Maybe I'm just forgetting.
Okay, buddy.
Slap me upside the head and I'll remember.
Have a nice day.
You as well. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
That's usually how it works with me is things go out of my brain and then you got to give it a smack on the side to get it restarted. So 508-996-0500. We have a story up at WBSM.com. Hold on, it's not up yet. Because I just got approval on the photos. So give me a second. All right, now we have a story up at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app regarding a pretty bad fire that happened in Middleborough last night. And this was a two-alarm blaze in South Middleborough on Locust Street, in which the fire department had to rescue the 67-year-old male occupant of the home. He is now in Rhode Island Hospital. His condition is unknown at this time. Well, he's taken to Rhode Island Hospital, but his condition is unknown at this time. But as of right now, it appears that the fire was not intentional. So we will update that if we get any more information. But you can read more about it and see some photos at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. I've been writing that story throughout the course of the morning. It's one of the other things that I do during the course of the show is I'll also be writing news stories. And I will say, too, I got an email during the last segment from the Fall River Historical Society. You see, Michael Martins is one of the best resources around here for local history. He's so on the ball with everything. And he was able to send me the story behind Fighting Rock. So you know what? I'll write that up later on. Have that for you. That's just what's always going on behind the scenes here. There's always something else happening. And this week, we will have our mini miracle broadcast on Thursday morning. So that'll be, and it'll be throughout the entire show. We're going to introduce you to this year's family. We'll have, you know, we'll have an interview with them that will play for you multiple times throughout the course of the morning. And then we'll also have a story up at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. That will include a video and photos and kind of get more in-depth into the family story and what their needs are. And then judging on the way that you, the audience, have responded in the past to these families that we have kind of adopted as our mini miracle families each year, we know that you will rise to the occasion and help make a mini miracle happen for this family. And I'm going to hold back on the details for now on what this family is all about and what their issues are. We'll reveal all that on Thursday. But I will say, as I was mentioning earlier, the goals that we have for this family are very achievable. So this isn't like somebody who needs, you know, a $250,000 surgery. And we need you to help us get as close to that money. This is like you can actually buy particular items and donate them to this family. You can actually donate just the money that would purchase particular items. And I know all of our great local businesses will step up. I know our local politicians will step up. And I know each and every one of you that can will step up. So keep that in mind for Thursday, but don't let that keep you from giving today on Giving Tuesday to your favorite charity. And as you know, the United Way of Greater New Bedford, who we partner with for Mini Miracle, is one of our favorite charities here. But there are so many great local organizations on the South Coast that you could donate to today for Giving Tuesday that could greatly benefit from your donation. And one thing that I never thought I'd be getting involved with for fundraising is kidney cancer research with the American Cancer Society. And then about a year ago, I got the news. Oh, yeah, no, we're pretty sure you have cancer. We'll know for sure when we take out your kidney. But we're pretty sure you have cancer. So on Giving Tuesday last year, I don't even think this would have been something that would have been in my mind. And now, of course, it's very close to my heart. Well, close to my one remaining kidney, that's for sure. But that just shows you how quickly things can change, you know? They were telling me, well, there's something going on with your kidney, but you know, we don't know for sure what it is yet, and don't worry and don't get too worked up. And I was thinking to myself, yeah, it won't be that. It won't be that. And it was that. But hey, a year later, a lot healthier. Certainly, you know, a little bit of a lifestyle change, but not much. And I find, too, that on a day like today, when people want to donate, when people want to find a place to donate, it doesn't necessarily have to be something that they have a direct connection with. In fact, sometimes people will donate to something that they hope they never have to encounter. And that's why they make the donation. But whatever it is that you can afford to give today, if you can, please do. But also, hopefully, you do keep a little something to be able to donate to our Mini Miracle family on Thursday. Because this is a family, again, that I mentioned, very achievable goals, tangible help that you can give to them. Just like last year and the year before, you know, we were able to really give those families what they needed. And it's because of all of you and because of all of the great local businesses that chipped in. 508-996-0500. That is my number. We discussed this this video that you can see at WCVB.com of a woman on a United Airlines bus at LAX who was berating a Massachusetts family just because they're Indian. And in fact, the story doesn't actually mention whether or not they are of Indian descent. It says that they were born in America. All the family members were born in America. But she was yelling at them, you know, you're Indian. You don't have any respect. You don't have any rules. You're not American. And of course, they are American. But she just felt empowered to say that for some reason. And, you know, mental illness probably plays a part in it for sure, especially when you watch the video. But my question is for you, the audience, because the father of this family was upset that only one person on the bus tried to defend them. What do you do in a situation like that? You're on a bus for an airline. You see a person acting this way. Do you step in and intervene? Now, I think if this was a physical confrontation where two people were actually, you know, physically going at it, physically fighting, people might be reluctant to get involved in that because you never know when somebody's going to pull out a weapon. I mean, probably not on an airport bus, but you never know. And certainly a physical altercation, if you get involved in it and the airline wants to hold you accountable, even though you were just trying to intervene, well, guess what? You're going to have a lot of trouble flying home after that. So I understand why people might have been reluctant to get involved. But as the father was saying, you know, if you see something like this happening, say something. And the fact that there weren't more people on the bus just shouting her down. Like you can see in the video, people are just watching. Like, why isn't somebody shouting her down and telling her to sit down and knock it off? Now, I try in situations like that not to be a yeller, not to escalate things, which is a huge change in how I used to be. I definitely used to be, I will yell right back in your face and I will yell louder than you did. And I will say things that will, you know, make you even more angry. But I've learned over time and with therapy, that's not the best course of action. And that, you know, de-escalation is the best course of action, not only for the situation, but for me. So I would probably be the person sitting there being like, ma'am, please stop. Ma'am, you're embarrassing yourself. You know, and I don't know how much that would help somebody that was in this state. But what would you do if you were in that situation? You're in a situation where unprovoked somebody is just spewing racist garbage at a family with young boys. What do you do? 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemail on the WBSM app. Let me take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. Welcome back in. That, of course, is the Spice Girls. Say You'll Be There. Probably my favorite Spice Girls song out of all of them. And, you know, who knows? Here at WBSM, we try to make friendships happen, right? And I got an app chat message from DSY in Dartmouth who says, I think I would love going to Foxwoods with Skeddy. So, see, Skeddy, there you go. There's somebody who's willing to go with you if you want somebody to travel with you. Now, I can't vouch for DSY. I don't really know him all that well, but seems like a good guy. But I would bring somebody else too, just to be safe. No offense, DSY. I'm teasing. But I think that you could probably get a little group of listeners together for sure that would want to go to Fox's with you if you wanted to organize something like that. In fact, there might be enough of you that you could just rent a bus from Tremblay Bus Company. And then just all go down together. But then who would be calling into the shows if you're all down there? We'd be sitting here with no phone calls all day. Promise you'll still call. Say You'll Be There. So, yeah, I mean, I don't really, when I go down there, I don't gamble at all. Trying to think. I know when I first turned 21, or maybe I was like 22 already or something, but my parents brought me down there and I played a couple machines, spent like 10 bucks or whatever. Bet on a couple of horse races, but I didn't really gamble. And I had more disposable income then. That's just something that doesn't interest me. And then last year, my dad and I went to a concert together and he gave me $20 and was like, here, you gotta just play a little bit. I was like, well, I don't really want to, but okay, you're paying for it. I will. And you know, we had fun for a couple of minutes and that was it. Just not something that interests me, but there's so much other stuff to do there. I spent, you know, an hour or so in the arcade with a gift card my dad gave me. But I was like, I didn't even know this was here. I would just be coming to this and playing these games. Pac-Man. They had the Iron Maiden pinball game. I played that for a good 15 minutes. Come on. Iron Maiden pinball? I'll play that all day long. I'd much rather play that than feed a slot machine. But that's just me. I'm not a gambler. But I like, you know, all the food choices, the shopping choices, and the events that they put on. Being able to go to that beer festival and then go to a concert right after. And I did the cocktail carnival before and went to a concert right after. That was pretty cool. You know, that's a fun thing. And I guess they have a vodka thing coming up as well. Let's take a quick call here before the news. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning. I was just wondering how that y'all sign's doing.
How, what now?
Your sign that you sent for. y'all. Yes, for Christmas holidays to go with your.
Oh, no, I didn't really. No, that was, I shared somebody's post. Yeah, that was.
I know, that was cute.
That was hilarious. When I saw that, I was like, wait,
it took me a minute.
Yeah, I couldn't figure it out at first, too. I was like, is that supposed to say Yule? Like, what? And then I was like, oh, I get it. Yeah, yeah. So basically,
I didn't notice that.
For the people that haven't seen it, it's a meme where a lady is all upset because she ordered something online. She ordered a light up sign that says joy for Christmas. And she's all mad because when she got it, it says Yoj, Y-O-J. And she's like, oh, Y-O-E-L, Yol. Yeah, Yol.
Yol, y'all, like Southern y'all.
And she's all upset about it because she's like, this isn't what I ordered at all. And it's just backwards. But it took me a couple of minutes too at first when I saw it.
Yeah, then I said, you must have had that demon seed before you get that.
I mean, I'm sure that? I'm sure if I drank enough whiskey, I'd be saying y'all quite a bit.
You had a nice Thanksgiving?
Oh, I did. How was yours?
Good. Very good. Everybody liked their drinks you made them?
So what I did is I took the, I brought the maple cream, which I got at Stevie's Wine and Spirits, and I got some of the, I took the number 14 maple whiskey, which I already had at home. I brought some of that. And then Kelly over there introduced me to something on Wednesday that I'd never had before, a ginger spiced whiskey. And I love ginger.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah, so I heard that on the radio.
I got that and it was really good. So I mixed that with the maple cream. So good. And then my sister had eggnog from Hornstra Farms, which is apparently like the most sought after eggnog in all of Massachusetts. So yeah. I took a little bit of that and I mixed it with the maple cream and a shot of the ginger whiskey and a shot of the maple whiskey. And I mixed it all around. And that was fantastic.
No kidding. I got that maple. Yeah, that sounds really good.
Yeah, it's very, that very good. I would recommend it.
Very good. Well, I'm glad you had fun.
Yeah. How was your Thanksgiving?
You did the hokey pokey and you turned yourself around.
No hokey pokey for me.
It was good. It was all family. You know, just came over and stuff. It was really, really good. We had a lot of leftovers, though. But my brother, he got a pie from somebody, and I told him to bring it back, but he wouldn't. An Oreo pie. It was hard as a rock.
Oh.
Slam it on the counter. I don't know what happened. They paid like $25 for it too. And I'm not going to say the name of the place, but
you know, I didn't
local.
There's one pie that I like to have on Thanksgiving that I didn't have. And so now I'm gonna have to see if I can get one like a Market Basket or something. But we didn't have any mincemeat pie this year.
Oh, that was my father and my brother's favorite. They loved that. We had it every year.
I'll just have like one slice at Thanksgiving and like one slice at Christmas. But if I get one, I'll have to, you know, take my slice or two out of it and then bring the rest to my mom because she loves it.
Yeah, they have that mixture in a jar, don't they, in the stores?
Do they?
They used to, yeah.
I'd rather have that. I'm not a big fan of the pie itself. I like the filling.
Yeah, just eat the, yeah, they have it. I'm pretty sure they still have it. We used to get it, and my mother used to make the pie with it, you know, and she used to get the frozen shell. We're not much bakers, but... Anyway,
listen, if I just eat a can of pie filling, I'm just going to tell people I'm saving carbs. That's all.
Yeah, you know what's good is the apple pie filling in the cans. They're so good.
And when I eat things that are in a can, I usually eat them right out of the can. Like SpaghettiOs, you know, the Chef Boyardee beefaroni. I don't even heat it up. I just open up the can and eat it right out.
The meat raviolis are good, too. You know what I like? The butternut squash frozen raviolis. Those are good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Try those. Those are real good.
All right.
Well, anyway, I'm glad you had a good one.
Yeah, I'm glad you did as well, and have a good day.
Thanks. Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
All right, let's turn it over to Phil for the news. When we come back, more of your calls, 508-996-0500. Take it away, Phil Devitt.
Some Democrats not too pleased with President Biden's pardon of Hunter. Watch out for these scams this holiday season. And the word of the year is bad for your brain.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Already reeling from their November defeats, Democrats now are grappling with President Joe Biden's pardoning of his son for federal crimes, with some calling the move misguided and unwise after the party spent years slamming Donald Trump as a threat to democracy who disregarded the law. The president pardoned Hunter Biden late Sunday, reversing his previous pledges with a grant of clemency that covers more than a decade of any federal crimes his son might have committed. The 82-year-old president said in a statement that his son's prosecution on charges of tax evasion evasion and falsifying a federal weapons purchase were politically motivated. Donald Trump says he'll travel to Paris this weekend in his first trip overseas since his November election win. He's attending the reopening of Notre Dame Cathedral, which was ravaged by fire 5 years ago. A Florida woman has been sentenced to life in prison for a gruesome murder. Sarah Boone was convicted of second-degree murder for zipping her boyfriend into a suitcase and leaving him to suffocate. The sentencing follows a trial where Boone claimed she was a victim of domestic abuse, a claim rejected by the jury. The victim's family expressed their pain and anger at the sentencing hearing, while Boone herself sought forgiveness for her actions. Police are warning of holiday scams. They say charity scams are the most common, where fraudsters look to take advantage of the generosity of others during the holidays. They also say grandparent scams grow during the holidays, where scammers will call elders posing as a family member in trouble and seeking immediate cash. And puppy scams are also common, so people are urged to do their research before purchasing a dog during the holidays. A team of scientists and cultural experts in New Zealand is embarking on a groundbreaking study of a rare spade-toothed whale. The species has been a subject of fascination for decades, with only seven ever spotted. Little is known about their behavior, habitat, or diet. The opportunity to examine a near-perfectly preserved specimen offers a chance to unlock the secrets of this creature. December is Seasonal Depression Awareness Month as the days keep getting shorter through the winter solstice. Around 5% of American adults suffer some form of seasonal depression. Symptoms can include a decrease in energy, sleeping too much, or changes to appetite. While it's often thought about as a winter condition, it can also affect people in other seasons as changes in nature affect moods. And many of us have felt it, and now it's official. Brain rot is the Oxford Dictionary's word of the year. Oxford University Press says the evocative phrase gained new prominence in 2024, with its frequency of use increasing 230% from a year earlier. Oxford defines brain rot as the supposed deterioration of a person's mental or intellectual state, especially viewed as the result of overconsumption of material considered to be trivial or unchallenging. Of course, you won't get any of that material from WBSM.
WBSM Sports.
The Celtics beat the Miami Heat at home last night. They host the Detroit Pistons at TD Garden on Wednesday. And the Bruins are home at the Garden this evening to play the Detroit Red Wings. That game at 7.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Sunshine abounds. High temperatures today topping out in the upper 30s. Wednesday, a bit milder, but that's just in time for a storm to dump some rain on us. This WBSM News Update brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Andrew. All right, welcome back in. 508-996-0500. And got a couple of app chat messages there. One from Sketty saying she'd love to have some company to drive down to Foxwoods. So I don't know, should I be sharing contact info between DSY and Sketty? Is that if you guys want that, email me. Don't use the app chat. Email me, tim@wbsm.com, both of you, and I'll connect you both via email. Maybe you can go down to Foxwoods together. And if either of you win, I made it happen. So, you know, bring me back some Junior's cheesecake or something. Also, got a question. Let's see. Phil mentioned the grandparents scam. What is that? So the grandparents scam, if you're not familiar, is this kind of newfangled version of, like, this is taken the fake police call scam to a whole new level. So previously, what you would get is you'd get somebody who would be calling up and impersonating a police officer. Ma'am, we have your grandson down here at the police station, and, you know, he's being held on charges of blah, blah, and we need somebody to come down here and pay whatever it is to bail him out. And then that scam would usually fall apart when the person would say, well, let me talk to my grandson. But now, through the use of things like AI, the scam has become a lot more sophisticated. So now you'll get a phone call, not from the police, not from an airport, you'll get a call from your grandson. The number will be spoofed. Now, you know, if you've got caller ID, you're not looking to see what the actual number is. You're just looking to see, oh, that's my grandson's name coming up on the phone, which they can easily program that to come up on your phone. These scammers. So my grandson's calling. You pick it up. Hello. Hi, Grandma. It's Tim. Well, it sounds just like Tim, so it must be Tim. Listen, I'm at the police station. I got arrested. I need you to come down here. I need you to wire $300. You know, whatever it might be. I shouldn't say come down here, because obviously they don't want you to go down there. But they want you to send them money. And it sounds just like me, because they're able to use AI to mimic the voice. They can find your grandson's social media, find a video of him speaking, program that into the AI, and then the AI can sound like your grandson. And they only need little, really, they don't need a lot. They just need little clips, little bits to be able to create that AI vocabulary, AI bank, to be able to sound like your grandson. And it might not sound exact, but that's okay, because it's coming in over a cell phone, so the connection's usually not totally great. And so you think, oh, this is really Tim calling. He must really need the money. Okay, where do you want me to send that? Because I don't want my grandson to be in jail. And then you send the money and you've been scammed. So if you get a call from your grandchild or something, just say to them, and you're suspicious of them, you think it might be this scam, just say to them, hey, I'm going to call you right back on the number that I have stored in my phone for you. And they'll probably try to give you some kind of an excuse, like, well, I don't have my phone. They took it from me. I'm using the phone at the jail. But I guarantee you, when you hang up the phone on that person and you call the number that you have for your grandson, they're going to pick up and say, what? That's not me. And also, that's not how bail works. So you can't just wire money to some weird account and have that take care of your grandson's bail. But that's how they're getting people now, is the technology is so advanced now that they can actually spoof not only the number, not only the information, but the person's voice. And it's very hard for people to know the difference. It's very hard for people to realize when they're dealing with a fake version of their grandson. Ask personal questions. Well, hey, listen, Tim, I just want to make sure this is really you. before I send the money, because you're really not going to send the money. But I just want to make sure this is really you. And don't ask something that you think would be on social media. So, for example, you know, don't ask me. You just got a cat. What's the name of your cat? Because obviously I just posted that I have a cat, and I posted that his name is Apollo, and it only takes a second for a scammer to go and Apollo. Ask something that, you know, would really be a stretch for them to have posted on social media. That's just one way you can be sure. But if you get any of those phone calls, you know, get the information. Which jail are you in? Okay, hang on. I'm gonna call them directly, and we'll solve this. We'll figure this all out. And then usually you're going to get the hang up, and they're going to move on to the next person. And that's when you got them. That's when you kind of scam the scammer, because they've spent the time to put all this effort into trying to scam you, and you made it fall apart on them. So you wasted their time. And then, of course, call your local authorities and let them know what happened. But don't get scammed. If Chris McCarthy calls you and says, "It's Chris McCarthy, I'm in jail, I need you to send me bail money," I guarantee you it's a scam. Because Chris McCarthy always carries enough cash on him to bail himself out. All right, we got to take a break here. 508-996-0500. We'll be right back. And sorry about that. Chris and I just talking about 80s music, shared love. And it's funny because we like all the genres of 80s music too. It's not just, you know, I mean, we're rock guys, but it's not just about the rock with us. So, and certain someone who you might have been riding with was very excited when I played the Spice Girls earlier. So, yeah. And I don't blame that person, because Spice Girls will get you up and going for your day for sure. And if you've never seen the Spice World movie, I would recommend it. Maybe if you partake in adult use recreational cannabis things, then you might want to take some of that before you watch Spice World, if that's your thing, because it's just a bonkers movie. But you've got Meatloaf in that movie. You've got the Spice Girls. I mean, come on. What else could you ask for? So anyway, 508-996-0500. We have a few moments remaining in the program before we'll give away to Chris McCarthy in South Coast Now. As I mentioned, we have a story at WBSM.com and on the app regarding the upcoming virtual public meeting about the new New Bedford-Fairhaven Bridge. And if you want to take part in that meeting, it's happening on Thursday, December 19th at 6 p.m., and again, virtual public meeting. So you don't need to leave the house. You can join in via Zoom. All the details and the links and everything are right there to join at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. And you'll be able to have your comments heard on the plans for this bridge. Now, right now, it's at the 25% design phase. That's why it has kind of triggered the need for this public meeting. That's like one of the steps involved in the process. And if you go to that meeting, you're going to get to see a presentation first. Well, I shouldn't say go to. If you attend that virtual meeting, you'll get to see a presentation first and see some of these plans. So we're talking about a vertical lift bridge. That's the kind of bridge that has been decided upon for that site. And it's probably the best choice overall. I know, you know, Mayor Mitchell was pushing for a drawbridge style, what they call it, vascular bridge. he was pushing for that kind of style. But I think the vertical lift is the way to go, because this is, first of all, it's a fast vertical lift bridge. It's not going to be like the train bridge, which is over, you know, not, how old is that bridge now? So if those bridges are almost 100 years old. So there was another train bridge there before that. But those bridges were built in, what, 1933 and 1935? So those bridges are almost 100 years old, and they probably will be by the time they get the new bridges built. By the way, the new bridges for the Bourne and Sagamore Bridge, they've released some designs for that, and there's actually going to be two bridges at each site. So there'll be a bridge, a three-lane bridge going in one direction, and then a three-lane bridge going in the other direction at each site. So that's the plan that they have in place for that. So you're going to get six lanes down from two lanes. Well, four lanes, because we're going in both directions. So you're going to have more of that, but also you do away with that really close, you're heading one way, the person's heading the other way, and you're hoping that you don't smash rear view, side view mirrors as you're going by. Because that bridge was not constructed for SUVs. It was not constructed for trucks. It was not constructed for vehicles the size of vehicles that we have today. It was made for, you know, what people were driving in the 1930s. And also, those bridges are going to be a little bit higher because they're going to take into account rising sea levels. So that's what's going to have an effect on the new Bourne and Sagamore bridges. It's also going to have an effect on the new Bedford Fairhaven bridge. So you're going to have towers that are planned on being 190 feet, 180 feet. And then, so that means they're going to be pretty much as high as the train bridge. The train bridge, I think, is like 210 or 219. So pretty close to as high as the train bridge, but the train bridge also has those spires on the top of their towers that I don't think this one will have. This will probably be more of a flat top. So you're still talking about the same height. The bridge itself will lift about 80 feet or 138 feet, depending on what it needs to raise for. And they'll tell you all about it in the presentation, about the expected times, for how long that's going to take. It'll be less time than you're spending now waiting for the swing bridge to swing. Or in some cases, not swing. So that'll be an important factor that'll be discussed. And then also, it's going to be something that is going to be a signature site for the city. The same way that this new pedestrian bridge, which you can read about the update on that at southcoasttoday.com, that is going to be an iconic structure for the city. So will this bridge. And by 2030, which is really only 5 years into the future now, you're going to have a new pedestrian bridge leading to South Coast Rail that'll actually be up and running, and hopefully people will be riding it, and you'll have a new Bedford Fairhaven bridge. And for those of you who keep saying that it's not coming, we're still getting those comments, they're coming. They're coming, it's happening. Maybe 20 years too late, but it's happening. So just resign yourself to that. And stop complaining, because you need these things. 508-996-0500, let me take my final break, we'll be right back.
Save big this holiday season, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.